Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we wrap up the broadcast part of the week, we've been talking about the usefulness of Scripture and the idea that we want God to do immeasurably more in our life. And we recognize the value and the importance of His Word in accomplishing that. And so throughout the week, we've been unwrapping the various aspects of 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17, that God's Word, that all Scripture is God-breathed. And we talked Monday about the origin of Scripture, that it comes from God. And it's useful for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting. And today we're going to focus in on its usefulness for training in righteousness. And in 1 Timothy, Paul's first letter to Timothy, he writes in chapter 4, verse 7, and tells us to have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, instead, train yourselves to be godly. There are all kinds of things that we do based on tradition that are actually helpful, because some of these traditions that we follow are based on godly things. And they serve as reminders and guidelines that keep us focused on the path that we ought to be living. Many times, however, we find ourselves doing things and not really knowing why. And sometimes those things are not actually good for us. Sometimes those things misrepresent Jesus to ourselves and to others. Sometimes they replace him. And so Paul comes along and he instructs us to use Scripture that we would find it useful to be trained in righteousness. And he says that we should have nothing to do with these mindless fables, the old wives' tales, the things that try to attribute to chance and to luck and to circumstances, the things that are actually of God. But it's not that we just reject those. It's not that we refuse to have anything to do with those. In their place, we train ourselves to be godly. We use His Word as the basis for what we believe, for what we know, for what we experience in what we do. The training to be godly says that I'm pursuing a goal that I'm not giving up until I attain it. And in case you're wondering, that's, well, a lifelong process. We never fully attain it until we leave this life and enter into the very presence of God Himself. And so it's a daily, it's a continual process of training ourselves to be godly, but not through the means of the world, not through the wisdom of man, but through the Word of God. If I decide that I want to become proficient in nuclear engineering, I'm probably not going to spend all of my time studying a philosophy book and hoping that I'll catch on. But rather, I'm going to study the things that deal with nuclear engineering. I'm going to associate with people that know what they're doing, that can train me, that can take the information in the books and apply it to my life. And sometimes we enter into God's kingdom, we recognize our need for the forgiveness of our sins, to be changed and transformed, and then we spend all of our time studying the things of the world and wondering why we never grow. When God tells us as His children, as His followers, to make disciples as we go throughout the world, we sometimes miss in our Western culture what that actually looks like. The discipleship was a training process. It was a learning process. It was a process of discovery and application. And so when we gaze into God's Word, when we understand the usefulness of Scripture to train us to be a godly person, to grow in righteousness, it's a matter of not only hearing the Word, but doing it. And so we learn what God desires in various situations, and we learn from those who have experienced walking with God day in and day out. And as we live life, we discover the joy of setting aside the wisdom of this world and pursuing the wisdom of God. It's not that mankind has not promoted some great wise things. God has given us an intellect and ability to discover, but not to discover anything new, but to discover glimpses of what He's created. All of our groundbreaking and earth-shattering new technologies and discoveries are not something that we've created out of nothing. Only God has done that. And so all of this wisdom of man is basically being used to discover the ultimate wisdom of God. The problem comes is we don't give Him credit. We don't acknowledge that. We don't always recognize the true source of what we've obtained. And this training in righteousness is an application of God's Word that helps us to understand that all of our excuses, all of our rationales for how and why and what we do are empty without God at the center of it. And so God tells us to have nothing to do with those things that try to explain Him without including Him, but rather gaze deeply every day, every moment that we have, into God's Word. It's why we're told to hide God's Word in our heart, not that we keep it from others seeing it, but so that it stays with us. That we're never far from it. And we meditate on it day and night because through it we have life. And so whether we have a printed copy of God's Word in front of us, whether we have a digital copy on our phone or some electronic device, or whether we just simply have it in our heart and mind because we've familiarized ourselves with it. Every one of those versions and forms of it are useful in training us for righteousness because it trains us to be godly, to be like Him. Oh, not in every aspect. We never become God. Just as I continue to grow and become like my dad, I never become my dad. But I grow and I desire to be like the man that He is. And that ought to be our goal as Christians, as believers in Jesus, is that We don't become God. We don't create God in our image, but we become like Him to the utmost of our ability because we've been created in His image. And His Word trains us in how to do that. We began a Thursday night volleyball here at Deer Run last night, and this year when we began, and each Thursday we've done it, it's always a reminder that I've not trained my body physically as much as I probably should. And we was laughing about it last night. By the end of this spring season, as we do this, we seem to get a little better. That's what training does. And the more that we use God's Word to train ourselves to be godly, the better we get at it. And not because we're so good, but because He's so good. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. It has shown us what we need in order to be more like You, in order to represent Jesus more accurately in our workplace, in our schools, in our homes, in our neighborhoods, wherever we go. And so, God, today I pray that You would help us to examine the things that we follow and the things that we value as instruction and as wisdom. And as we discover things that have set themselves up in Your place, may we dismantle them and discard them and turn to the wisdom of Your Word to train us in all righteousness and train us in godliness. Father, for all of the world's theories and ideas that seek to replace You, to seek to give credit for Your work to something that isn't You, may we reject all of those myths and old wives' tales and made-up stories and fables and things that direct us away from You. And look for those stories, those truths from Your Word that train us to be godly, that train us to live a righteous life with the help of Your Spirit. And Father, may we be diligent about being students of Your Word, about helping one another grow, about discipling others even as we are discipled. May we long for that training and may we be involved in it. Together, may we grow more and more into the image of the One who made us, the One who formed us, the One who calls us to Himself, and that is You. So God, today, as we examine our life, as we make the changes and adjustments that Your Word requires and calls us to make, may it become more comfortable as we spend more time training to do that. And may that training in righteousness help us to lift up Jesus in everything so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.